ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a very important question. That question is related to one of our most central and important pillars of our Islamic faith. I am referring specifically to prophethood, which we call in Arabic Nubuwwat. So, as you know, prophethood, it means the delegation of messengers by God who are given knowledge, a specific type of knowledge, which we call wahi or revelation, for guidance. Now, sometimes this revelation is meant for guidance of others. Sometimes it's just meant for the guidance of that prophet in particular. So the question that we want to ask today about this subject is this: what is the philosophy or the reasoning behind prophethood and the delegation of prophets? There are, fortunately, a number of hadiths and Quranic verses as well, which allude to some of the reasons why God delegated the prophets and sent them and, you know, revealed his knowledge to them. One of the reasons for the delegation of prophethood is perfection, the perfection of human beings. In response to an atheist who asked him, "Wherefore did you establish the need for and existence of prophets?" Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following: "When we establish that we have a creator and maker supreme over us and over all that he created, and that this maker is so wise and supreme that his creation cannot see him or touch him, like they can mutually see each other and contend with each other, it hence becomes established that he has ambassadors among his creation who speak on his behalf to his creation and servants." In this beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that in reality, the necessity of prophethood stems from our understanding that, you know, there's a God who created us and who is wise. He couldn't have created us without a purpose, and he knows that purpose better than we do. However, he's not a physical being. We cannot have physical contact with him, obviously. So God, he has to send a person or a being who is similar to us and can communicate with us, you know, face to face, so that he can send that message of how to attain that that purpose for which we have been created. This is the reason why prophets were delegated and sent. In continuation, the Imam alayhi salam says the following: "They," meaning the prophets, "guide creation to their advantages and benefits." These prophets, they tell them what is to their advantage, what is to their benefit, and to that which will secure their survival and that which will destroy them. He tells them and informs them what will lead to their perpetuity, both in this world and in the hereafter, right? So in essence, the reason for prophethood, it stems from, certain qualities and features of Allah. The fact that he created us, the fact that he is wise and he has a purpose in his creation, and also the fact that he's not physical or corporeal, he's immaterial. These lead to, and the fact that he wants to, you know, tell us what is to our benefit and what is not to our benefit. This leads to the necessity of prophethood. In essence, we want to sum it up in one word, we can say that prophethood is for our perfection and our and our betterment. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what the philosophy of prophethood is in the light of the Hadith and Quran. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key, an IRIB English radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.